The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast.
All right, we got one of Bob Seger's biggest fans. Kind enough to call. He's right. Look at this. He's the biggest star in the world, this guy, at this point. Mike Lindell started here, and he calls right on time to the Piscopo Show. Mike, you are a true blue friend, man. Let me tell you something, and Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year, Joel.
You know, Mike, welcome back, and we always appreciate you joining us, and we love all the MyPillow, everything. You know, we're all MyPillow. I'm Piscopo Pillow. I'm changing my name, by the way. I said, man, it's all great. I don't know how you come up with these one thing after another thing, and we appreciate it. But I wanted to touch base on you with you about Don Imus. I know he was a close friend, and my condolences on his loss, because I know. Tell us about Don, how you met him, and how integral he was to your relationship with radio, Mike.
Well, I met him in the summer of 2011, and it was when I first met him, Joe. I was actually mopping my floor, and the studios. My shop, and I got a call from a radio station. Someone said, "Well, that's Don Imus' station. We should go out and see him." I go, "Well, what's an Imus?" I didn't know what Imus was. I got out there to meet him, and it's very famous. I talked to him for about 5 minutes, and he looked up. He says, "You're crazy." And then his manager looked over, tried to stop. He says, "I want to hear some more from this guy." And I talked for 50 minutes. And ever since that time, in fact, I just listened to his tape yesterday, and it said he was his first show that I ever went on. He talked about me for about 10 minutes about how the pillow helped him, and then he.
You got somebody at the door? I guess somebody.
I'm sorry, I had a but he.
Not stop. Anyway, you are not. Yeah. Go ahead.
But he. I just listened yesterday, and he had said that, you know, Mike, or he said that when it's one of our shows, he said, "Mike, I want to." He says, "I better be in that book." He says, "Yeah, I was a big influence on you, and it's too bad that he died." He is in my book in a big way, and he. I would have loved to see the parts, and if he was a big influence, he said, I know one of the times, Joe, he said, he told me, he said, "Mike, are you going to tell us about that pillow?" And I started telling him about the pillow, and it got up to the point where it was a divine intervention where it come from God, and I didn't say God, and finally he called me out. He said, "You don't have," he goes, "you got a big calling on your life, Mike." He said, "You don't have to be ashamed of talking about the baby Jesus." He says, "You just put it right out there." And he called me out on it, I'll tell you.
He did. And then my favorite story about Imus, I think, that you told me, I don't want to mention names, but somebody over there at the station did something, took the wrong copy, and it was supposed to be exclusive to Don Imus, and he called you.
He called you personally?
Did he call you personally?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It was a special specific to him, and somebody else read it. He was on his way home, and he called out. He was so upset with the salespeople there over there, and he was He waited. He said, "You wait till Monday morning, Mike." And Monday morning, he got on there, and I think he ranted for 15 minutes to a half hour. I mean, at different times. He waited till it was prime time, and he replayed it. He was so upset, but he took a place with my pill. He just was it had changed his life, and then he carried my pillow at times when we were down, when we couldn't, when we needed that, when we needed it the most.
Yeah.
He was there for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was telling when you pulled over. You said you were driving. I miscalls you. He rails. I said, wait, how did that someone else get my copy? And then you spent, like you said, you took 10 minutes to put together an email just to make sure just right, you know, on the side of the road.
I was so, I was so upset. He called me out. He thought it was my fault.
He thought
I lied to him. And he started in on me. I said, I had nothing to do with it. And boy, then he was even more upset. But yeah, I spent 10, 15 minutes writing an email back to him. And I used to even use some of his words.
You know what I keep saying to everybody when I talk about or we're reading your ads is that you are so hip to radio, and that came from Don Imus, right? Because this what we do in here, chatting now. It's the most intimate medium. You get really across to folks what you want to get across. They could hear it. That you can't fake radio, and you found that out through through Don Imus, correct?
Yeah, it was Don Imus. Well, actually, then it was you, Joe. You know, you kept saying, Mike, you're a natural. But yeah, Don, I was so nervous. And people say to me all the time, you know, I've had so many calls since he died last week. And he was such a professional. He could feel my nervousness when I went on TV with him. He would just guided me through it. And it was actually one of my easiest shows that I ever did. And you think it would be one of the hardest, but it was just the opposite.
Yeah.
He was so good at, you know, taking me under his wing. And when he first took me on, you know, had me on his show, he didn't have sponsors on. He took me on because I was an ex crack addict. I remember going on and he goes, now tell us about your addiction there, your crack cocaine addiction, Wendell. And I tell him about that. He goes, we didn't have crack back in my day. We just had the soft cocaine.
And he
made you feel so at home, you know.
Hey, Mike, what happened? Do we know what happened? He's 79, and the family is keeping it quiet. Are you allowed to divulge anything? Yeah. Have you heard anything at all?
I was texting his son Wyatt, but I haven't heard anything either. I know he went in on Christmas Eve to the hospital, and it was such a, like I say, I wish, you know, he had just texted me a couple weeks ago. He was going to have a show with his son. He was going to have a new little radio show with his son that they wanted me on it, they were going to do. And so that's kind of, you know, that's very sad that that didn't come to fruition. But boy, what a legend, Joe.
It's true.
All the stuff that he kind of broke the mold. I tell you, after going on his show and stuff, it makes everything else kind of just easier. You know,
it's so true.
Everybody would talk about it. about it, and I like the way he'd always put me out of the spot. I know one time, here's what I wore my. Everyone was dressed up at his show, and this was for TV. You know, they're dressed in suits, and my publicist, I had a publicist at the time, and I wore a short blue shirt, you know, like I do on TV, only it was short sleeve. And I come on his show, and here he goes, "Well, thanks for dressing up today." And here, the next one on his show was his tailor. And here he goes, "Would Lindell show up in a 1950 golf shirt?" And I felt so bad, but he called me up and he goes, I told him about the tailor. I told him about my publicist. He goes, "Fire that publicist. You don't need any publicist. You didn't get this far by doing it on your own." He said, "Get rid of that." And I did. I fired him that day. I fired the publicist.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was great stuff. Hey, Mike, listen, we appreciate it. By the way, Congratulations on all you're doing. I mean, your book is coming out soon. I mean, your Addiction Network. Yeah, I had a great interview with Mark Levin we saw on Fox News. That was brilliant. And I know you keep close ties. I saw a beautiful picture of you and Kendra at the White House, man. And, you know, it feels like we're just on the right track, you know, and you're always so positive. And what you're doing with opioid addiction with the president of the United States, Mike Lindell, God bless you for that. That's huge. I mean, you've taken all your success just to help others, Mike, and I love that about you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Joe. And that book does come out on January 8th, and it's gonna help the Lindell Recovery Network, which is gonna, I believe, it's gonna help millions of addicts get off the drugs, and tens of thousands of addicts will, ex addicts being employed. So it's gonna be a huge thing. You'll see it on all the news. Joe, I'm waiting to hear from some of them channels like The View. I want to go on their first show so I can get into the eye of the hurricane.
Well, you know, when you do it, before we let you go, Mike, tell us what you do when the press comes at you and how you offset them by.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. They call me. They'll call me for things, and I got one call before the fake impeachment thing here that's going on. But it was about the. It's about the economy, and they go, yeah, Mike, this one, I won't even name the outlet. We can all just guess. They're all bad and they out there. And they call up and go, yeah, Mike, there's going to be a recession, and the president says it's fake news. And I said, of course it's fake news. Well, I kept the guy on the phone for 50 minutes, and I got done. I said, you know what? This economy's so good, you probably can get a better job with another station and with another outlet. I keep those guys on the phone, and I think they draw straws, say, who's going to call Mike Lindell? This is terrible.
Mike, I tell you what, you're a survivor, and we love you, and the products are all great. We're proud to have you always on the radio station, always proud. And I'm just, you know what, Mike Lindell, proud to be your friend, brother. You're a great American. You're a great guy. You're a great patriot, and your faith is unwavering, and we love that about you, Mike. So hopefully I get to see you, you know, when you come to town, man.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get there around January 8th. Joel, we'll have to get together.
Right. Or I'll come out to 17 below zero Minnesota if you want. I'll come, last time.
Yeah, I sent you that. We broke our record the other day for you. Broke the record, Joyce.
It was like 20 below. I know. Mike, I love you, man.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Here's to an awesome 2020, Mike. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you too, man. Mike Lindell and his memories of the late, great Don Imus, and went in there. You know, when the MyPillow was starting out, and he went and pitched it to Imus, and Imus got it, endorsed it, and ran with it. And Mike is on radio all over the country. And it was so funny when I went out there. I told you before, I went out and to his truck when Mike brought me out there to do a show. And then I broadcast from the Patriot, which is a Salem Media radio station out there. He picks me up in the morning to go out. And we're an hour earlier out there. And so I go in his truck, and it was 70 below zero. I saw the truck. So he texted me something just the other day. It was 20 below. He said, we broke the record. Hey, it's 9:17 with Joe on the radio. And great to have you with us, 877-970-2999. There's so much. You know what? Colonel Alan West is going to join us momentarily. There's so much going on, and a lot of it I hesitate to even bring up because it's so just negative news. But look at this. Mass killings in U.S. hit a record high in 2019. Matt Sambolin, who is producing the show today, just sent this over. My goodness gracious, it just doesn't stop. And we'll be talking about this on America's Newsroom. Sharon Stone blocked from Bumble dating app. I'm going to talk to Sandra Smith about this on America's Newsroom. Now, I mean that's the other end of the news spectrum. What is Sharon Stone doing on a dating app, for crying out loud? I mean this is
looking for love.
No, man. Perhaps I should join there. No, wait a minute now, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. And then, of course, what's happening?
I can't see you on one of those apps.
I've never been, and I don't understand it. And
a friend of mine is on one of them, and he tried to show me he's on like two or three different apps now. Obviously, he's single, whatever. Okay, but watching him bounce back and forth, I would have a meltdown. Like, why can't you just meet somebody at a library or a bar or a bookstore or something?
It's all online now, brother.
It's insane.
I don't get it. I don't understand it, but it's all online. And for the younger generation, you know,
a lot of times, like, he'll set up a date with somebody and they don't show up.
No.
Like, he goes to a place, they don't show up. this is what they do. Like, they a couple of times, like, they don't show up, and then they show up, like, the third time or the fourth time because they're testing you or something.
Who's
I don't have time for that nonsense.
Who's got the time to sit behind your computer if you're not working?
It's on the phone. It's on the phone. It's all apps.
What's that?
It's all apps. The dating app.
So you text, you're just texting.
Yeah, you're messaging.
Who's got the time to go back and forth?
Right, exactly.
I think, I don't know, Debbie, I mean, dare I ask, it's none of my business. None of my business, but, you know. I mean, and then you see some really famous people on these websites, the dating apps, you know?
I don't know. To me, it seems so scary. And you know what? You don't know who that person is.
Yeah,
I know.
So true.
I don't know. Sharon Stone
on Bumble?
I don't know. Maybe she's looking for a hookup. I don't know. You hear some of these stories. I have no idea. Maybe they don't want anything serious. I don't know.
I can't believe it, man.
To me, it just seems like way too much work, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It does. It goes.
It's to go meet somebody, and then you're not even attracted to them. You have to sit there and look at them.
That's it. You're stuck in there.
Sounds like a nightmare to me. It doesn't sound like much fun.
Yo, Deb, that's why I love you. Colonel Alan West is going to join us 20 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, we're going to take a spin to the Belt Parkway eastbound at Flatbush Avenue. It's an accident over there. We're still seeing slowdowns on the Jackie Robinson eastbound at Forest Park Drive with a collision. And taking a ride to the Whitestone Expressway northbound, some stop-and-go traffic up past 20th Ave. With an accident reported there as well. Overall traffic pretty light this morning. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland moving along okay. 280 West, the ramp at exit 6 is still blocked because of ongoing issues on Laurel Ave in Livingston. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, still slowing down as you get up past the area of 18W. Watch out for slowdowns on 184 at Florida Grove Road. This is getting into Perth Amboy. Ongoing accident investigation at the intersection. And on Mamaroneck Road, getting into White Plains Road, getting out through Scarsdale. An accident over there as well. Rain today with a high of 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 47. Sun on Wednesday, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it. We love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable The Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play The Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Tuesday night, the Butler Bulldogs take on the St. John's Red Storm at Carneseca Arena. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7:10, tip-off at 7:30. Catch all the exciting action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. Enter now to win a copy of Lou Paper's In the Cauldron at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West will join us momentarily. You know, I want to tell you about Mike Connors, and you know how much I've been telling you about Mike Connors. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. I tell you, they're dear friends. And then as I was thinking about my crazy life and all that I went through to make the holidays great, to make Christmas great, what I had to go through, who's in my life, who's not in my life, you want to protect. Take it from me because I've made some mistakes. I'm just saying. You want to just protect your financial legacy because I'm telling you, anybody could come at you. And it's going to be the government first and foremost. They're going to be first in line. The IRS is going to be right there, right, right? But then there's everybody else, people you don't even know. Trust me. So I went on the advice of my consigliere, my wartime consigliere, not Tom Hagen. No, it was my son, Joey. Joey goes, Dad, you got to go see Mike Connors. I called Lisa first at 718-238-6500. You got to call Lisa and the team at Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500. And then I went over, I met Bridget, right? Bridget gets me to Kelly and then to Rose and Justin. And then I meet the man himself, Mike Connors. And he, in very, very short time, settled everything about a state, about a healthcare proxy, about a power of attorney, a will, the trust, everything. This is what they do. You owe it to yourself to go and sit with one of the attorneys for a free initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500, because I know you. You work too hard, and you don't want just this to slip away, right? 718-238-6500. Call today, 718-238-6500. Say, look, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? Ask the lawyer with Mike Connors, by the way, is on the radio, 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings right here, on Sunday mornings right here on AM 970 The Answer, or Saturday mornings at 8 on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Colonel Alan West is a true American hero. He's a great patriot, former Republican congressman, and senior advisor for the Committee to Defend the President's Super PAC. And, Colonel, welcome to the show. Alan, great to see you on the Brent Bozell Media Research Center cruise, and proud to call you my friend, sir. How you doing this morning?
Absolutely doing great, Joe. Happy New Year to you and your listening audience, and it was a great time to be with you, and I really appreciate our bond and our friendship.
It was great. We had our cabins next to each other, and would you thank your beautiful wife for me, man? I told the story earlier. Remember, she said we were in Athens. We were about to leave in a couple hours, and then Joe, did you go to St. George's Chapel? Because she's very religious. Mm-hmm. I go, what's St. George's Chapel? She goes, oh, it's the highest point of Athens. I ran off the boat. I got some cab guy. He took me there. Like, take me to St. George's Chapel, man. Alan, it was really the highlight of that cruise was that it was so magical. It was so thank you for that, man. I really appreciate it, my friend.
No problem. That's what friends are for.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, Alan, before we get into what's happening politically, how are you doing in Texas? Tell us what you're doing in Texas and how it's going, sir.
Yeah, it's going very well. And of course, you know, with the holiday season, Christmas and New Year's, you know, you take a little break, but as soon as after New Year's, we'll be kicking it back up. We're running to be the chairman for the Republican Party of Texas. That will occur at the state convention in May down in Houston. Maybe you can come down do a live. You can broadcast live from there. It's a pretty big event. We're looking at 8,000 to 9,000 delegates that will be down there. And, you know, Texas is very important for the future of the United States of America. And when I look at what is happening here in Texas with some of these cities, you know, Austin, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and the way that they're trending, we got to fight back against this incursion of progressive socialism. And also I want to say our condolences to the people over there at the West Freeway Church of Christ Fort Worth. But again, Joe, it just shows that when you allow Americans to defend themselves, they will defend themselves, even in a place of worship. So that's the good news story out of that bad news story.
Yeah, outside of Fort Worth there. Did that guy walk in with a shotgun? Do we know? Was it visible? Was a shotgun visible? Do you know any of the details there? Alan, forgive me for asking, but you're...
Yeah, no. What happened was he came in with a long black coat. And again, when you talk about situational awarenesses and looking at trends and indicators, you know, that should have been an immediate warning.
Yeah.
And he did get up during the service and kind of wander around. And the video clearly shows, you know, he drew the shotgun and shot two individuals, both of them he had just spoken with. But within seconds, Joe, I mean, one shot, it was a headshot, and it dropped the assailant immediately. So, you know, hats off to the firearms instructor and the other security personnel that were there in that church to defend those congregants.
Yeah. Colonel Alan West with Joe on the radio, my friend Colonel West. Hey, Alan, so tell me, before we get into it, I'm going to talk about some specific questions here but that we wanted to ask you. But you were great when we had those symposiums, you know, on the Media Research Center where you had
very kind.
Well, no, Alan West was there. Cal Thomas was there. Jason Chaffetz. Mm-hmm. It was great. And I got enthralled. You started talking about redistricting. What's happening? How we're losing. We, meaning Americans. Then we're going to call us conservatives. You're going to call us pro-Trump. It's not that. Americans that are concerned about what's happening. Like in New York, we're seeing these vicious anti-Semitic crimes. We're seeing little crime starting to tick up because the wrong people are getting into office. And that's happening, you're saying, down in Texas and around the country, sir.
Yeah, absolutely right. What you see happening, Joe, is the strategy of the left is to even come into successful, strong red states. And what they do is they take over the major population centers. And that has happened here in Texas. When you look at what has happened in Virginia and how the state house and the Senate flipped there, it's all because of really three counties. It's the Fairfax County, Prince George County, I think it is, and then over there along the Hampton Roads area and Richmond as well. And that is why you all of a sudden now see, you know, 91 counties in the state of Virginia saying that they're declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties. So we have to be very careful and look at how the left comes in, take over these major population centers. And then it's just a numbers game where they believe that they can control those areas where you see the greatest failure of their policies. And then the outlying rural areas where you see, you know, a lessening amount of population, they become irrelevant. And that's why the founding fathers created the Electoral College for us.
Yeah.
So that, you know, those states that are quote unquote flyover states, they still are important. And we will not be ruled by coastal elites.
It's so true. Look what happened to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew in the second down South Jersey. He has switched parties over impeachment. He's now a member of the Republican Party. And I think that will bode him well down there in the South Jersey, Colonel.
It will, and that district was held by Frank Lobiondo, and so it is a, without a doubt, more of a Republican-leaning district. Even the district where I live here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas area, District 32, was held by a Republican for quite some time. It still is a Republican district, but Colin Allred was able to win it, and I don't think he'll be able to keep it after the dismal performance of this House of Representatives under Democrat control. But we got to pay attention to that. But also, Joe, I will tell you that we have to pay attention to our local elections, our city councils, our school board elections.
Yeah.
Those are really even more important.
Yeah, we're getting destroyed in New York and that exactly, and Jersey as well, like California. So, and now, Alan, before we let you go, the impeachment fiasco down there. I mean, what's going to happen in the Senate? What is your feeling that's going to happen in the Senate? Should it go to a trial? Should Mitch McConnell just, you know, bring it up and then Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell shut it down? What are you feeling, sir?
Well, I really think that now is the time for us to show some chutzpah, as they say, and you know, and not take part in this charade and just let Nancy Pelosi and them know that we're not going to continue down this path. We're going to get back to the business of the American people in the United States Senate, and let's frustrate them. But Pelosi has really dug herself a horrible hole and holding on to this. And you hear them continue to say, well, we'll just come up with more articles to impeach them on.
Yeah.
They have turned this into a political process. This is not, you know, a due process. This is not really honoring our Constitution, no matter how many times they say that they are. So I think that this has backfired on them. but they are the dog that caught the proverbial car, and they don't know what to do with it because they're far left base. They want to see Donald Trump in shackles dragged out of the White House and thrown into a dungeon, and they're trying to appease them.
And then she's holding up the articles to hand over. Isn't
yes.
there something legally that the president can do? Isn't that illegal that she's – they rushed it. They rushed it. Schiff and Nadler made this ridiculous mm-hmm. clown show. Now she's holding it, and they go on a Christmas break, for crying out loud. Isn't there – is that legally – do we know if that's legally just, Colonel?
Well, it's unconstitutional. She is not supposed to hold on to these articles
exactly.
until she gets assurance that the Senate is going to give a fair trial. That's not in the Constitution. If they, you know, bring forth and have a vote for impeachment, then they're supposed to immediately, you know, within, you know, proper time, send it over to the Senate, and the process continues on. This is, like I said, this has become a political exercise of, you know, chicanery more than anything else.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hey, Colonel, what was that? What was the picture you posted, man? You had some kind of weapon that was like from the Vietnam era that you posted. What was
oh, no.
that? What was that?
No, that was actually the replica version of an M1A1 carbine with the collapsible stock, and that's what paratroopers used in World War II.
Whoa, so man, I knew it. It was the
yeah.
Second World War. So my daddy had to carry that thing around, you think, in the Second World War?
If he was a paratrooper, definitely. But the M1 and the M1 carbine, those were, you know, staples of the
the
World War II and the infantry soldiers. But I love my carbine. It's a great one. It's made by Carr Firearms, and I also have an M1A1 Thompson semi-automatic. But you know, if I lived up there in Jersey, you guys wouldn't allow me to have that, man. So I'm glad I'm down here in Texas. Okay.
I know. Please. Except the bad guys, they're the only ones allowed to have the guns, I think, Colonel. You know, unbelievable. Colonel Allen West. Hey, Colonel, great to know you. Great to hang with you. My love to your family. And Merry Christmas. And here's to a great 2020. And thanks for your service to the United States of America, Colonel, in such
my
a
pleasure.
Stellar fashion. No, man, we love you. You're a true warrior. And good luck with everything down there, running for the GOP chairmanship down there in the great state of Texas, Colonel. God bless and Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year. West4Texas.com. West4Texas.com is the website.
We got it. Thank you, Colonel. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man.
Hey, 936 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NYPD cops searching for a gunman who shot two people in Bushwick, Brooklyn early this morning. The bullets flew on Jefferson Avenue, just after 3 a.m., a 20-year-old man and a 64-year-old man both rushed to Kings County Hospital. No word on their condition and no word on a motive for the gunfire. The man accused of stabbing five people at a Hanukkah party over the weekend is said to have a long history of mental illness. Grafton Thomas's family says he's been hospitalized repeatedly, and that's what happened Saturday night, reflects profound mental illness. Thomas, arrested Saturday night, is charged with five counts of attempted murder. And there are several reports that people have suffered seizures watching Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. The strobing special effects in the movie are being blamed for triggering the seizures. Disney, which owns the franchise, sent a letter to movie theaters around the world asking them to warn customers. The media giant also knew about the risk of seizures beforehand and worked with the Epilepsy Foundation to publicize the risk. The company hasn't commented on why it decided to leave the offending special effects in the movie. In sports, the Giants have fired head coach Pat Shurmur after just two seasons with the team and just nine wins. Jets beat the Bills 13-6 yesterday, and the Giants lost their season finale to the Eagles 34-17. The Giants will draft fourth, while the Jets will draft 11th. The Islanders come off a three-game losing streak with a win over the Wild 3-1. Devils over the Senators in overtime in Ottawa by the final of 4-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to Mamaroneck Road, getting out toward the area of White Plains Road in Scarsdale. Accident right at the intersection. Very light at the Hudson and East River crossings this morning. Watch for some slowdowns as you head over to 280 westbound. The ramp at exit 6 is blocked. Getting into Livingston, it's all due to problems on Laurel Ave in Livingston. 80 west, exit 47, getting out toward Montville and Parsippany. An accident over there. 184 is still blocked right into Florida Grove Road in Perth Amboy. That's an ongoing accident investigation. Over on the Cross Bronx East, right at Rosedale Avenue, getting reports of a collision there. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. And on the Southern State Parkway West, right at Fletcher Ave and Valley Stream, it's an accident in the process of being cleared. Rain today, high of 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 47. New Year's Day, mostly sunny with a high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
No, we're on the air right now. Lieutenant, thank you, Lieutenant. Okay, love you, man. Thank you. That's my man right there. See, you think, what do I do? What do I do between commercial breaks? I'm raising money for Salvation Army because it's Red Kettle time. Yeah. So I'm doing some.
I had to ring that bell for 5 minutes.
I'm doing some personal appearances, and my man, Lieutenant Louis, a Medal of Valor recipient from the NYPD, great guy, undercover cop, great guy, and great singer. About it. You know, Luigi. Great guy. So I said, Louie, what am I doing? I'm doing a date for something, and they're going to pay me just an honorarium. I said, well, why don't I donate my honorarium to the Salvation Army? I said, so he's going to make a couple calls because I'm really heck bent on reaching our goal by tomorrow. So I'll go.
Not that much more.
No, I know. Just a few grand more. So I'll
$100 from each person. $1,000 you get to hang out with the morning crew in the studio.
So he's going
to
make a couple calls. I'll do an appearance here. Maybe we'll take that money and so we reach our goal. Because, you know, I like helping out people in need. Listen.
Don't you want to get yelled at by me? For $1,000, you get to come in here and get yelled at by me? I mean, come on.
Or a group can get together.
And get yelled at by me.
Strength in numbers.
Shut up. We're on the air. Be quiet.
I tell you what, for a grand, I mean, maybe you got a couple hundred apiece, you got a bunch of people, you come 500 apiece,
Think about the selling point. I know. Come on, we're going to go downtown. This guy is going to yell at us. He's fat, he's surly, and he's just going to yell at us for 4 hours. Oh, good, I'm in. Let's go.
No, come on. You come on in the morning show, and we'll do it on a Tuesday when we stream live, all right? And then Louis working is.
I'll yell at you like nobody's business.
Come on, we got $100, $500. Come on, you can do it. All right?
Get 10 friends together, $100 a piece. You come in, we'll crowd the studio, bingo.
You never did math that good in school. Immediately off the top of your head.
I'm smart, not like they say.
Everybody says. Not like everybody says, Mike.
A little respect.
Team970.org. Come on, it's time to step up.
It's easy.
Red Kettle time. Team970.org. A little goes a long way. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios.
Wait, is that the name? Oh, just hey, see what happened? We're going in. Thank you. Already, we got $1,000 right off the anonymous right there. Listen. Thank you. God
Thank
bless
you, anonymous.
You. Thank you, anonymous. We appreciate that. Boom. We're only a couple grand away.
Look at that.
Couple grand
hold
away,
on,
huh?
Hold on. Let's ring a bell.
Okay. Team970.org. Come on. I want to be able to go to corporate. I want to be able to go to Salem Media. I want to be able to go to everybody else around the country and say, we did our share in New York, and we're doing great. We're doing great. We just need a little more.
But the guy donated anonymously, so I guess he doesn't want to come in and get yelled at. So I'll be nice to him for donating anonymously.
God
that
bless
was very
you.
Nice.
God bless
he
you
or
for,
she.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. And I got a couple friends that we thank, like, for example, Mr. John Bramnick, my personal. I
yes.
called him for a personal favor, and he donated a great, great amount to the Salvation Army. And we appreciate that, Mr. Bramnick. And I called some other people calling out the guns. We're doing
Listen, we're less than we're less than $5,000 away.
No, we're actually, it's
a little less than that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, with the $1,000 is even more.
Ten, but no,
your math is a little off.
I know. My math is a little off.
Stick
but
where
I'm not
you
that
are.
Smart.
You got.
But
you did it good last
think
time.
About it.
Now you're trying.
10 of your friends.
Yeah.
You get $100 together each.
Yeah.
You come in here. You get entertained by Joe. He's not going to sing you a song unless he wants to.
Sure, I'll sing a song.
All right. He's going to sing a song.
I'll
and he's going to make French toast. And you're going to get to be entertained for I noticed you wavered there a little bit.
What's that?
I said French toast.
French
I said French toast.
We'll get the French toast. We'll order the French toast. It's $20.
You get to see Frank Morano in his like twirling hair controversy kind of thing. Who wouldn't want to be here for all of this? Come on.
It's true. It's true.
The only thing we ask is if you come in the studio, you just got to stay out of the camera sight so you don't block the camera and
true.
Don't be in Joe's like peripheral vision.
If for $1,000 they could sit on my lap. I mean honestly,
ooh,
are you kidding
hold
me?
Hold on now.
No, I don't get
the Me Too movement might have a problem
yeah,
with that.
People always come in and
right.
as I'm trying to we're doing a dissertation, we're talking about something you know, formidable politically and then someone will always hover around. Matt, right over there. Right, I'm pointing on the other side of the window and it's right in my eyesight. It's like, oh, what are you doing?
And for those of you listening,
you're nice.
Just get out of there, please.
You're nice. And you'll wave.
For $1,000 you can stand there, nothing less.
For those of you listening, if you ever want to know when somebody's in Joe's eyesight, listen to how he gets a little shorter with the sentences. That's when he knows that the person is in his eyesight and he wants him to get out of the way. So if he does that, you'll know.
You know,
$1,000, think about it, 10 friends.
Yeah, thank you.
$100 apiece, you come down here.
Mr. Anonymous, thank you very much.
We'll make it worth your while. Now, whether or not we have enough French toast for everybody, we'll figure that out. But
we'll figure it. You know we'll figure it out.
We'll get it done.
So we want you to
team970.org.
Team970.org. Please, we're going to make this. We're going to do this. We can do this together, right? Helps out so many people. And, you know, we appreciate you you stepping up. Team970.org. Come on, we can do it. You want to come in the studio, get some friends? Come on, we can do this. Hey, let me go to our buddy Frank Valenzuela. Hey, Frankie, Mr. Mayor, how you doing this morning? And Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Mr. Governor, it's so good to hear your voice. I just wanted to call and just say thank you for a great year and wish you, Al, Frank, Debbie, a happy and healthy new year.
Frank, thank
and
you.
I'm going to stay on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay on you. You got to make a decision soon. 2021 coming up, Governor.
I know. We're ready. I'm almost ready. I swear to God, I'm ready. I'm feeling it, Frank. I'm feeling it. Thank you. I'm going to need you, man. I'm going to need you out there. So we're going to see what happens. We have a gubernatorial coming up in a couple years in Jersey. And we just got to step up. Look what's happening in New York. When all the progressives got into office, look what's happening. They're releasing criminals on the street. I'm seeing the same dang things that are happening that happened before Mayor Giuliani took over. It was the 70s. It was terrible. So yeah, anything could happen. Hey, let me just to break down the news of the day. Of course, we're going to see what's happening up in Muncie. Our hearts go out to everybody in Muncie. And we salute the Jewish community everywhere for standing fast and for I'm watching my language, just shutting down anti-Semitism. Right, you're shutting it down, and you're showing strength, and we love you for that. And we stand behind our Jewish brothers and sisters, and we stand behind the State of Israel for being such a great friend to the United States. So don't let, when the devil walks the earth, whether it's in Muncie, New York, or whether it's outside of Fort Worth at a church in Texas, we will prevail. We will prevail. All these things that are happening, we don't even want to give these creeps credence by mentioning their names. We will prevail. And we just have to be vigilant. So we'll stay on that. Also, this was an important story at 9:48 with Joe on the radio. U.S. strikes in Iraq and Syria target Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon says the United States military launched those strikes on five facilities in Iraq and Syria belonging to a militia considered to be backed by Iran. And the Pentagon said Sunday, 2 days after an American contractor was killed in that attack. They did a press conference. Mike Pompeo led that press conference over there. And also, so many other in Mogadishu, that what was happening, this Al-Shabaab terror group, they keep coming out. And why there wasn't a terror attack there in Somalia in a couple of years? We have military over there. Why does this keep happening? And that's Al-Shabaab, that another terror attack. So we just got to stay vigilant, and indeed we will. Hey, and what happened with the Giants there at Agatula?
Giants earlier this hour fired head coach Pat Shurmur. 9 wins in 2 seasons, where it's a result of a results-oriented business. If you don't win games, you're not going to be around too long.
Yeah.
Ironically, the identical record that he had as Cleveland Browns head coach. 9 wins, 23 losses in 2 seasons.
So Belichick's coming to the Giants,
That's the rumor that I'm hearing.
Belichick in New York, come on.
That all depends on what the Patriots do in the playoffs. If him and Kraft don't get along anymore, or he wants to go, I don't know. Here's the other thing, though. There was talk that the Giants general manager, Dave Gettleman, would be out of a job. Maybe he was retiring. Mm-hmm. Giants have announced that they are retaining Dave Gettleman. So he will remain the GM. He gets to hire the next head coach. Matt Rhule, apparently, is one of the rumors. Ron Rivera was supposedly a rumor for the Giants, but apparently he's taking the job with the Redskins. They were very aggressive yesterday in contacting Rivera. So.
All right. And then,
see what happens.
Yeah, we will. A beloved Long Island high school science teacher was killed in a ski accident in Vermont over the weekend. 48-year-old Jason Vitale hit a tree as he was skiing on a slope in Vermont's Killington. So I know that really affects the students, and our hearts go out to the Vitale family and to all the teachers and the students at Mepham High School in Long Island. So our hearts go out. Just tough to report all this news. It's just been crazy this holiday season, but we will get through it. So help me God, we will prevail. It's 9:51 right now, and we got New Year's Eve tomorrow. Debbie, are you working? You're probably working tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm working.
Of course you're working tomorrow.
I told you, I ran out of vacation days this year because I went on so many trips this year. I'm like, my boss is like, you're working. I'm like, okay.
Man.
That's fine.
You are something else. I'll tell you. And then Al will be here with Joe Borelli tomorrow. That's
right.
Always great.
Fun.
That's what Borelli and Gattulo is always good. Matt, you producing? Matt, you've been working every day. Thanks for doing
every
such
day.
A great job. And Charles, thank you for being here, too. And Kara in Arizona doing the social media. I love this kid. She's in Arizona.
She's great. She's a doll.
I'm telling you, she's doing a great job. And Debbie always. There for you on the roads. So Happy New Year, Deb. I'll talk to you next year for sure. But,
yes, without a doubt. And I want to also remember Father Stanley. He was the pastor at St. Michael the Archangel in Lyndhurst.
Yeah.
He passed away suddenly New Year's Eve, and today is the funeral. And to everybody at St. Michael's over in Lyndhurst, sending lots of love.
Indeed.
Father Stanley was amazing. He was just so kind.
Oh.
I really love that guy.
Thanks for that, Deb. God bless. Mm-hmm.
Hey, and he listened to us, by the way. He listened.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
He always listens to the Joe Piscopo show.
Oh, yeah.
He loves this show.
May his soul rest in peace. And always being a disciple of Jesus. God bless him. And Deb, thank you for that. Traffic-wise, 9:52. Deb's there for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to go to the southern state west at Corona Ave, getting into Valley Stream. It's an accident in the left lane over there. It's a little bit busy on the westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport. And we're seeing volume on the eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel. Over on the Cross Bronx East, right out toward Rosedale Avenue, a collision was just cleared away. Hudson River crossing is very light this morning. If you're taking a ride over to 21 North, your building getting into that merge with 46 in Clifton. 1 and 9 North at Delancey Street in Newark. It looks like an accident with a down light pole over there. And watch for delays. 280 West Rampant Exit 6 still blocked because of issues on Laurel Ave in Livingston. 184 getting out toward Florida Grove Road in Perth Amboy. Ongoing accident investigation over there as well. And we're seeing slowdowns on the Sprain south at Jackson Ave in Greenberg with a collision. So prepare for some stop-and-go traffic there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Al, thank you for reminding me of time to take this, my travel bottle of Balance of Nature right there. I'm about to take that. End of the show. Oh, yeah. It's time right now. Will you try Balance of Nature, please? Because we got this great deal where you get 25% off. You get this free travel set, which is a week's supply of Balance of Nature. And you get free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And I love Balance of Nature because it's 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. Especially this fall, this winter, I've been going like nonstop, like a locomotive, right? Boom, nonstop. But I have stayed on the Balance of Nature train, and I hope you do the same, because it gives you a lot more energy, gives you a lot more mental clarity. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And it's just natural food. That's what Balance of Nature is. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You know what? I could take the Balance of Nature right now on an empty stomach. I could take it. Does not upset my stomach like a vitamin will. Does not have filler. You don't eliminate it. You utilize Balance of Nature. Now you get this great deal, 25% off a free travel set and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code THEANSWER.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with a nice, clean calendar.
Time flies when you have a million things to keep track of.
Which is why there's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Staples has the organizational products you need at great prices every day.
And right now, 2020 desk pad calendars are just $3.99 each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples,
where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only at 1420.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Breezy today with periods of rain, a high of 44. Rain for a time this evening, otherwise cloudy tonight, low 41. For New Year's Eve, clouds will break for some sunshine. It'll be breezy with a high of 48. It'll be dry for the ball drop at Times Square at midnight with temperatures in the lower 40s. For New Year's Day Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy, a high of 44. Pleasant with some sunshine Thursday and a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo. Hey, happy anniversary to Peter King, Congressman Peter King, and Rosemary. 52 years, Al.
That's correct. You just posted something about 20
all together. All my wife's not even close. Hey, you know, Happy New Year. We love you. Matt Zambolin, great job. Thank you. Al, great to see you. Good luck.
Good
Joe Borelli,
you.
Al Gattulo tomorrow.
That's right.
And thank you, Cara, and thank you, Charles, for being here. And you know what? We so appreciate everything. 2020 is going to be a special, special year for us. And we want you to go along with the ride. And we appreciate you going along with the ride for these past 6 years. You know I love you. So we want you to go out and we have the best, safest New Year's possible tomorrow. Just be careful, please. All right? I'll be working. We will be back on Thursday. Thursday, we'll be back on January 2nd. And we're looking forward to talking to you then right here on AM 970, The Answer. God bless you. God bless your family. You know what? God bless the United States of America. Happy New Year. 2020 is going to be the best for you, and you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Parts of New York City may have flooding issues by the end of the day. The National Weather Service says the city could see as much as 2 inches of rain this afternoon. Low-lying areas near the water could see the most flooding problems tonight into tomorrow. This is the wettest December ever in New York City. Starbucks giving away free tall drinks at select locations today and tomorrow. The giveaway started Friday at more than 200 stores. The catch? Drinks are only available at pop-up parties that only last an hour from 1 to 2 p.m., and this only applies to drinks ordered in person, no mobile or delivery orders. The locations change each day. Check StarbucksPopUp.com to see if your local shop is participating. In sports, Jets beat the Bills, Giants lost to the Eagles. They also fired head coach Pat Shurmur. Islanders over the Wild, Devils beat the Senators in overtime.